Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Another special day, because it's Casey Wallach Tuesday. You can catch Casey on the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson tonight from 8 to 10 on MSL Radio. I hope you heard that over the music. And if again not, I'm just going to let everybody know again. It is Casey Wallach Tuesday, everybody. You can hear Casey tonight on the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson from 8 to 10 only on MSL Radio. All right, so that's then, this is now. This is FC and Wally on MSL Radio. I'm SCU. She's Wally. And the Mets, this is becoming too much. And I'm tired of hearing it, guys. I'm a Yankee fan. So, do I not like the Mets? Of course I don't like the Mets. But it's more annoying now because all I'm hearing, oh, Mets are going to the World Series to play the Blue Jays. And then you got the Blue Jays and the AL East as well. Like, okay, maybe the Blue Jays, they're one, you know, they're doing really good. The Mets, I don't buy. Because the Mets do this stuff all the time. They win four in a row. So what? You know, like, it's a big accomplishment. A lot of teams have won four in a row. You know, the Yankees did it on their 10-game road trip. They won four in a row. Like, I don't hear anybody saying the Yankees are going to be the World Series. So all I have to say, basically, is I'm tired of this Mets hype. Did I tell you the Mets probably just going to slack off again?
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't hate on them too much because, I mean, it was the Nationals that they swept, and, you know, they're a pretty good team. And, when they got Cespedes, you know, that was actually a really good thing for them, and that's kind of like the boost they needed because it's been a crazy week, like, for the Mets, just with, you know, the whole Wilmer Florence thing, the whole game that they lost against the Padres that they led 7-1, and then they had like two rain plays and all that stuff, and you know, I think it was just a rough week. I gotta give a shout out to Mets fans for, you know, just sticking with them, because I mean, like, one day they'll have you on a high, the next day you'll be angry as hell at them, and you know, it's just like a yo-yo and stuff. So props to Darren for sticking with his Mets. I don't know. I mean, it looks like they got a little bit of momentum now. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, I know obviously as a Yankee fan, you know, it's, you know, it probably, you get sick of it, definitely. But, I mean, we'll see what happens.
I mean, yes, the Mets are, they're having a good time right now. We're 4 wins in a row. They destroyed the Marlins 12-1 last night in Miami. But it's the Mets, guys. You got to realize, the Mets haven't won a World Series. It's going to be 30 years, coming up on 30 years. Like, the Mets, they're not a good franchise anymore. Like, they've won four games in a row, sure. Probably the World Series. Like, let's not go that far right now. Will they make the playoffs? I don't know. Like, we still have a whole month and a half of baseball until October. So, saying the Mets are going to make the World Series, that's very bold. Like, obviously, I make bold predictions, but the Mets in the playoffs, that's pretty bold, guys. I really don't think that the Mets are really that good as everybody thinks. But I guess that's just me, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, okay, so I think it was after Sunday, I believe, the Mets' chance to make the playoffs is, according to Baseball Prospectus, was 43.7%. But that's just to make the playoffs, you know? So it's, you know, again, it's kind of riding, like, just, you know, under 50%. So, you know, it's, again, mm-hmm. It's not as good a chance necessarily as, you know, fans would think right now. But I think just because of, you know, all the stuff going on and everything, and that the sweeping the Nationals just really put their, you know, got their hopes up a lot. And got all this hype built up around him again. So, yeah.
And I know Bryce Harper is on my side because Bryce Harper told reporters, quote, "I don't give a crap what the Mets are doing." He's just salty because First place Nats got swept by the second place Mets. And now the Mets are in first place because Nats lost last night. Mets beat the Marlins. Mets are in first, but they're only 6 games over .500. It's not something to be proud of. And again, at least a month and a half of baseball. So what could happen? Not say Mets World Series. You know the team that I have in the World Series right now? Me and a few of the writers talked about this yesterday. St. Louis Cardinals are going to the World Series. We are 2 months away from playoffs. The Cardinals only have 38 losses. That's amazing. Obviously,
yeah.
The Cardinals. The Cardinals have been amazing every year since God knows when. But I'm telling you, these Cardinals, they're serious. So that's what team you got to look out for.
Yeah, the Cardinals, I mean, I wouldn't count out, you know, the Royals either, or, you know, the Dodgers and all that stuff. There's plenty of games left to be played, and baseball to me is like one of the harder to predict sports, I guess, as, you know, as far as the postseason type thing. So I'm going to sit back and, you know, see what happens.
Right. I like to see Cardinals Royals World Series this year. I like to see that happen. So, what is with Chip Kelly? Like, everyone's calling this guy out. What's going on right now?
I don't know why this is keeps happening. Like, every time a player gets traded or cut or whatever, like, they suddenly like have all this crap to talk about Chip Kelly, and. You know, it's starting to, you know, when something's said, like, multiple times, and it starts to, you know, really raise eyebrows and, like, make people wonder. And Brandon Boykin, he's a cornerback, and he got traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. On Saturday. But on Sunday, he was commenting about Chip Kelly saying that he's, quote, uncomfortable around grown men of our culture. And, you know, wording there. And he said, like, there's, quote, there were times when he just didn't talk to people. You would walk down the hallway, he wouldn't say anything to you. I'm not saying he's a racist in any way, end quote. And he said, like, that, like, their issues were on, like, lack of communication. He felt like he was being ignored. It's just... I mean, because obviously we, you know, remember what happened with LeSean McCoy when he was traded to the Bills. You know, he said his racist comments about Chip Kelly in ESPN magazine. And then obviously in the past, you've got, you know, DeSean Jackson when he went to the Redskins last year making comments. So it's just, it's just really weird because I just don't get that vibe from Chip Kelly at all, but. I think he's just, like, a different kind of guy. Like, he's, he's obviously how he runs the team is unique and everything and, you know, his offense and everything, and he likes to be in control. But Boykin said that he doesn't like to be uncomfortable, and, like, if he can't relate to players, that makes him uncomfortable. And Boykin also said players excel when you let them naturally be who they are, and my experience, it hasn't been important to him. So I don't know, like, because I can understand maybe, like, the communication stuff and that kind of stuff between players because, like I said, he's a different guy. I mean, he's not, like, just a normal, you know, your run-of-the-mill coach. But, like, it's just when you throw in that little, like, uncomfortable around comment of our culture, but I'm not being a racist type thing, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, a lot of people have called Kelly a racist, and this is just coming from the Eagles. I haven't heard anything from any Oregon player saying that Kelly was racist at his time in Oregon. Falling here, this could possibly, if he is a racist, it could possibly be a thing of power because we're moving from the NCAA to NFL. It's a big jump. So, maybe the thing of power or something, maybe. Has something to do with... I think the NFL's looking into this. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, it's just you know, like I said, when stuff happens multiple times, that's when you know raise your eyebrows and like it, and it starts to make you wonder. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. And like, I think Kelly was, you know, I think when they told him about Boykin's comments, like he was more taken aback by those than, or like more surprised by those than he was of LeSean McCoy's. So yeah, I'm not sure like what's going on there. But I mean, you know, you like he likes to be in control and like power and all that is important. I just don't get that vibe from him. But I mean, I'm not there, so I don't know. But yeah, so it's, I mean, because Kelly even said he shook his hand and gave him a hug like when he left, and Kelly said he likes Brandon. It's just that they, you know, there was other people that were better at the position. But, you know, people always call Chip Kelly the mad scientist and all that stuff. So, you know, like I said, who knows? But, yeah, I mean, the NFL probably will start looking into it eventually. If it, you know, because
it's... They should. If something else happens like this, where somebody from the Eagles calls him a racist, it's time for the NFL to step in. Because if we don't allow domestic... If we don't allow abuse, we don't allow drugs, why are we allowing racism, Roger Goodell? One more slip from Chip Kelly. It's time to step in. We'll come back. What did Jamal Charles say that has everyone shaking their heads? We'll tell you. SC and Wally, MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, all right, I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a rhyming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
want... what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
People want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end
no.
it like this.
No,
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there. Real shit. Fergie be mobbing all day. think it's gotten a Kansas to save a lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
So Jamal Charles says something that, you know, it's just like unbelievable what I heard. This guy went off for some odd reason. And then he wound up telling reporters he's the LeBron James of football. I'm like, what? This guy is funny. This guy is funny as hell. Thinking he's the LeBron James of football. Yeah, Jamal Charles is a great running back, yes. He's no LeBron James of football. If you ask me, LeBron James of football is the one that makes it look easy, but sometimes needs help in the end to get the win, and that's Tom Brady. Tom Brady, in my opinion, is the LeBron James of football because he makes it look easy, but sometimes he needs help in the end. Ooh, do you think that Jamal Charles is really LeBron James of football, or who do you think is the LeBron James of football?
Well, I definitely don't think it's all Charles. And his reasoning for saying his quote, like, sometimes I feel like the LeBron James of football because I can do so much. Like you said, he's a great running back. You know, been really good asset for his team. And as far as why I think the LeBron James of football, I don't know. I mean, you have to go to – because, you know, LeBron James can, you know, play every position. He can do everything on his own. And I get what you're saying with Brady. If I'm going that route of picking a quarterback, then I'm going to – and then you're going to call
right.
me Homer. I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers, but because LeBron – or Aaron Rodgers can make, you know, a lot of plays with his feet, like, last year, obviously, you know, he was injured at the end of the season, you know, with the calf muscle. But prior to that, and, you know, years prior to, I mean, he's extended plays with his legs, and he's a better runner than Brady, for sure. So if I went that route, then I'd go.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Rodgers as a LeBron James football, because I do remember that injury against the Lions where he missed, like, touchdowns to help the Packers win the North. I put that more as a Michael Jordan type moment, because Michael Jordan had the flu. I think it was like 1997 finals, and he played a game and he won the series for the Bulls. So I would put Aaron Rodgers in the LeBron James category. I put him more in the Michael Jordan category. Strong, tough player, and helps the team win.
Yeah. True. I mean, you know, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. I mean, you know, that's obviously two great players. Yeah. I mean, if you're going that route, yeah, then I'll take Michael Jordan type performance, obviously. But yeah, it's hard for me to really see like any player other than a quarterback necessarily being considering themselves as that, you know, using that comparison, I should say. Just because, you know, quarterback's, you know, the leader and, you know, facilitates the offense and, you know, kind of in control of things. That's kind of how I see LeBron James is. You know, he's leading the team. He's coaching the team, you know, whatever you want to say. Like, so, you know, for a running back to say, doesn't really make sense to me.
Right. Sticking with the Packers, sad news out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Packers tight end Andrew Corliss was arrested in Miami. This is a little while ago, about a month or two. He was arrested in Miami for having a gun or something. And it just gets worse for him. He lost his newborn daughter was dead when she arrived into the world. How did she, like, what was wrong with her? I don't know
those kind of details, and I don't think, you know, nobody's really going to ask that right now. I mean, just she died upon delivery, you know, and childbirth and everything. It's really tragic. Like, it kind of, you know, all that trouble down in Miami, like, for discharging the firearm kind of just pales, like, in comparison to this. I mean, it's just, like, you know, it's really sad. Like, and, you know, when something like that happens, it's, you know, it hurts your heart. It hurts your heart. And I don't even know how he can even, like, be out there right now. I mean, but he did say, you know, because I couldn't concentrate, like, because he missed the first two practices and he returned on Saturday and spoke to the media yesterday. And, you know, he said it was the saddest day of his life. He, you know, thanked the Packers for sticking with him and that it's, like, you know, such a family in there. But he said it felt good just to get out there, catch some passes, be able to run around a little bit, kind of get back to your old self and get back into things. I'm looking forward to moving on in this camp and getting ready for the season and everything. So, I mean, he's got a good outlook. It's just, I don't know. I mean, nobody knows much until they're in that, you know, situation themselves. But I don't know if I could be out there like that. But, I mean, I can see it from the other side, too, where it kind of helps you to take your mind off stuff, too. So you're not just sitting, you know, alone with your thoughts.
Well, Andrew Coyle is lucky
prayers to his family.
Yeah, of course. We all here at MSL send prayers to Andrew Corliss and his wife as they send their daughter up to the great beyond.
Yeah.
But he has great teammates. He said that he was so happy to have these teammates because they help him feel better as he, you know, how he's practiced with them after this. And he definitely deserved that time off. Like, nobody knew why he was skipping camp. And then we know why his daughter had died at birth. That's you know, definitely, like, just go, man. Like, you know, you got to be with your family this sort of time. I know how it feels. In 2006, my aunt lost her daughter the same way at birth. And it's tough to cope with. So the fact that he's out there practicing with his teammates after a tragedy like that, that's the definition of strong.
Right.
I want to go into the you had told me something about a Christmas leak. What's that all about? That sounds interesting.
Okay.
I want to hear more about this.
Well, I don't know too much about it, but apparently, in regards to Miami Heat, NBA.com, I believe it was on NBA.com, they, like, momentarily leaked, like, the Christmas home jerseys for the Heat, and I forgot to go back and look who was the other team that they leaked. But so the Heat's going to be playing on Christmas at home, but I don't know who's going to be the opponent. You know, some people speculated, like, maybe the Bulls or something, but I don't know. To me, nothing beats last Christmas. Obviously, there was the victory of the Miami Heat over LeBron James and the Cavs in his first return to Miami, and, like, that game was hyped up so much. I was so excited for that game, and I was, like, I mean, all day, like, just waiting. And I mean, it lived up because Miami won. Miami looked good. Miami was, you know, classy as possible. You know, giving LeBron a video tribute and you didn't hear any loud booing or anything like that. It was just a fun game to watch. And it was fun seeing Wade and, you know, LeBron interact and, like, kind of hanging out on the scorer's table during halftime and stuff like that. So, but, yeah, the Heat is going to be playing Christmas, so maybe they'll do a rematch. I don't know, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see. Heat will play on Christmas. I don't know when the schedule comes out, but I'm waiting for it. Like, I thought it would come out back in July, but apparently it didn't. I'm like, so when's it coming up? The Heat did release their preseason schedule. They start that October 4th, I think, at home. I don't remember who they play. I think they play the Charlotte Hornets or something.
Yeah,
I'll have to look into that. Sticking with Miami, though, I was in New York on Sunday, and it has this, like, banner thing that moves, and it's, like, from ESPN. I don't know how to explain it. But there was a sign. The sign said UM, University of Miami, and Ohio State were favored to win the title next season. I was like,
Wait. I think I checked that story because I think I saw the same thing. I saw UM and I was like, oh, Miami. And I think they were talking about Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
Like,
I get
what you mean. Yes, I agree that it's probably Michigan. But their team's terrible. Like, yeah, they have Jim Harbaugh. So what? All right then.
I got high hopes for Miami this year too. I mean, I like Brad Kaya, and you know, I think going into second year, maybe he'll break out a little bit more. And you never know what's going to happen with these things.
It's true. UM, and you know, when I see it, I think University of Miami, University of Michigan.
Right,
there's so many M teams. They got to specify these things, man. I tell you, because there's so many M teams, you just don't know. Whatever though. Moving on. Chad Johnson. All right, you bring some up? If you have another topic.
No, I was just gonna mention about Dez Bryant getting in a fight on Sunday.
Dez Bryant has a terrible temper. I've known that for a long time. That Dez Bryant has a terrible temper, and just came out again when he fought. What quarter? I know it was a cornerback. I don't know the guy's name though. What was his name?
Yeah, Tyler Patman. And I was just gonna bring up what Tony Romo said about it. You said, quote, "If you break your hand, then I'm going to end up breaking mine because I'm going to be so mad at you, I'm going to hit you. So no more of this hitting and no more swinging. Let's move on and get to work." But, yeah, it's – he definitely has a temper. I mean, and Patman said, like, oh, it's just, you know, typical stuff that goes on between wide receivers and cornerbacks. But I don't see too many getting into it like that necessarily.
Of course, Tony Romo knows how to deal with these things because he had to deal with another diva, and that was Terrell Owens back in, you know, 06,
mm-hmm.
07. So Tony Romo handled this very well. Dez Bryant did not. I'm not surprised that Dez Bryant didn't handle this well because Dez Bryant has a terrible temper. He's had it since Oklahoma. He missed his senior season because he got suspended at Oklahoma State. Like, what are you doing, man? Come on. you should know better. You're in the NFL. You know you're going to get in trouble for these type of things, so why do them?
True. All right, so Chad Johnson, bring that one up.
Yeah, Chad Johnson.
Because this one's funny.
Yeah, it is fun. Chad Johnson said, if you call him up and challenge him the game of FIFA, you know he's going to be knocking at your door in like 5 minutes. That's pretty funny. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I would love for Chad Johnson to come to my house and play for me. Even my brother, actually. My brother plays FIFA more than me. I would love to see my brother play FIFA with Chad Johnson. I wonder how that would turn out.
Yeah, it really, like, because I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, because he was in Richmond, I guess, visiting his kids. And, you just tweet out, like, anybody in Norfolk, like, play FIFA 15, I'll come to your house and politely embarrass you in front of your family and friends. And then somebody responded, and he decided to go through with it, and he's like, okay, say no more, just landed, be there in 2 hours after I see my kids, and he retweeted the guy's address, so that went out to how many, you know, millions of people, or, you know, thousands of people, I should say, and then he said, like, fool, think I won't pull up to his house and go straight to the refrigerator, then beat him in FIFA 15, he's going to learn today, and then there's, you know, pictures of him, you know, playing FIFA at the guy's house and, like, hanging out with his family on the porch and stuff, I don't know, it was pretty... Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
I don't play FIFA,
funny.
But I would probably lie
yeah,
just to get to meet Chad Johnson.
I don't either. Last note for the show, Princeton Review came out with a top list of party schools. Florida and Florida State made the list. Miami did not. And obviously, number one is going to shock everybody. It's the University of Illinois.
Yeah,
University
that
of Illinois is the top
right.
party school, and yeah, it was. I had no idea the University of Illinois would be the top party school in the country. All right, so this is the exclusive part of SU and Wally. We'll be back tomorrow. You can hear Casey on the Angel Powell Show tonight from 8 to 10. Tomorrow
mm-hmm.
is SU Wednesdays. So until then, SU and Wally is out.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.